And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, live in Detroit at the OnStar Studios with our three guests this hour, Will, Doug, and also Scott. And I'm going to ask you about these EVPs that you've given me. But I've got to tell you, these three guys have just like blurred and kind of like disappeared during the commercial break. I'm beginning to wonder if they're ghosts. It wouldn't be something ghosts set themselves up and come into a facility and just disappear right in front of me.
That'd be an amazing story.
Just gone. Anyway, first the EVP we're going to listen to is called The Bridge. Who wants to set up the story?
I can do that, I think. This was actually taken, it was picked up by our friend when we were in, this was actually in Brazil, Indiana, which is Putnam County, and this was actually at the location was the Edna Collins Bridge.
Okay.
And it's actually, if you go to ghostlytalk.com, there's a picture up on our site in the picture section that has a picture of the sign on the inside of the bridge.
You see, it is a covered bridge.
Yes.
Those counties down there west of Indianapolis have old-fashioned covered bridges. As a matter of fact, soon, if not now, is the Covered Bridge Festival down there.
Are these old wooden bridges?
Old mm-hmm. wooden
yeah,
bridges.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this particular one was actually... Before it was a wooden covered bridge, they had torn down a faulty, more sturdy bridge. I don't remember if it was iron or stone or anything like that, but it was a more sturdy bridge. They put up the wooden bridge. It's still there.
Now, this EVP we're going to listen to, and of course with EVPs, it's tough to hear in the first place. Then when you're listening to it through your radio, you really got to listen. So I think what we're going to do is just to tell you what you're going to hear. It might be easier then for the ear to pull out those sounds.
Yeah.
But tell me, guys, a little bit about what we're listening to or what kind of ghostly apparition you might have picked up.
Well, we're arguing about where we're going to go to next. We're getting ready to leave the bridge, actually. And what happened is there's a conversation going on. So you can kind of hear the reverberation on the inside of the bridge because we are in the bridge. And just as a side note, there was four adult males there. Myself, Doug, Will, and our buddy Scott Kern. And this came off his recorder, actually.
Okay.
And then our friend Bonnie, who is like our fourth member of Ghostly Talk, she was there hanging out, and she's an adult female. So you have four adult male voices going, and you have one adult female. And you're going to hear, we want to set this up for everybody?
Set it up, absolutely.
You're going to hear a little girl.
Okay.
And I can assure you there's no little girl with us.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to this. Okay, Danny. Let's cue that up, Dan, and get ready to play that one more time. I distinctly heard her say, and you really have to listen to it, but it was, I want to go, or I'm going to go, or something like that. Is that right?
You nailed it, George.
Yes. I want to go seems to be the
And we were discussing
consensus.
Where we were getting ready to go.
Okay, let's listen to that again, Dan, and listen very closely to her saying, I want to go. It comes up really fast. There it is. Okay. Now, that was pretty, you know, when you listen to it and you know what you're listening to,
yeah.
It's pretty distinctive. The OnStar engineers here are in shock. They're scared to death.
Oh, my God, look at them. They're running out right now.
They're shivering.
We got the call on that on our way home from Indiana from Scott, our buddy Scott Kern. He said, you need to check your mail when you get home right away.
What's the story, if you know, behind the little girl?
Well, actually, at the Edna C. Collins Bridge, it has a plaque put there by the Historical Society or
mm-hmm.
some actual commission, and it gives a little of the history of the Edna C. Collins Bridge, and it does say, the very last line is something to the effect of, this bridge is thought to be haunted by a mother and her little girl.
The story we heard, as far as that goes, is that there used to be a little girl that used to swim under the bridge.
And
after school.
She drowned or something.
Well, what happens, yeah, her father used to come by, honk the horn for dinner, she'd come up. And she'd go home for dinner. And one day he honked the horn and she didn't come up. She did drown.
What is it about the sound of a child on an EVP that, for me, just sends chills up my spine? I can handle these ghosts in prisons and things like that. But when I hear a little kid say something like, I want to go, Mommy, or help me, or something, it just gives me the willies. It really does. Why? What is it about a little kid?
Well, kids tug at your heartstrings.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
they're the future. They're our future. And to it's quite a, you know, dichotomy to think of. This was our future, but it's
well,
a
just
voice
children
from
themselves
beyond.
And little girls. I mean, and little children. I mean, they're cute, and you don't wish any harm upon our babies.
And then you think about how they die, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Plus, you know that they didn't get to experience life like all the rest of us are getting to do.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing on that aspect. But on the other side of it, though, we're studying this thing, and we're trying to develop results and build to this giant body of information and data.
When did you figure out that you had that sound on tape?
Scott, our buddy's the one that captured it on his recorder.
Did you know it right there? Did you go back later and listen to it at home?
Well, he was actually listening. He was reviewing it as we were driving home from Indiana.
Oh.
And he called us on the phone and said, guys, like I said, when you get home, check your mail. And we're like, okay, we'll check it when we get home. We get home and check it, and we have this piece of audio. And it blew us all away.
It is priceless.
Yes.
Next one is called Cemetery. What's that about?
The Cemetery one was actually, ironically, it was taken at the cemetery we went to right after the Edna C. Collings Bridge. We had a very good day.
I bet you guys were fun to go out with.
We had a very good day this day. This was actually at Boone Hut Cemetery.
Right.
And this is, to set the scene, this cemetery is gigantic, not in like a football field sort of way, but it's a big hill.
It's on a hill. And it was actually beautiful because the sun was setting, and you look out over the fields of Indiana, and the sun is setting, and you're on a hill amidst all this history, meaning, you know, the stones tell stories of people. And it was absolutely beautiful, but the sun was setting, and it was time to go.
You're the only person who has never been scared of a cemetery that I've talked to.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you are.
Oh, it's beautiful there, though. I usually get a nice, peaceful, relaxing feeling.
You don't go out to cemeteries just for fun, do you?
Just for evidence.
Just for evidence.
No picnics.
I actually found.
No.
I actually found when I first started ghost hunting actively that it was a really nice release for me sometimes to go somewhere like that after working all week and having a stressful week with all the stuff I have to do to go out to a place at nighttime.
So you go to a cemetery?
Well, I didn't go by myself. I had other people there.
OnStar security, how do we get
out? Oh, no. But this particular piece of audio, I'll set the scene.
What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear a voice that sounds like it literally put its mouth right up to the recorder.
Okay.
Right up to the recorder. And mind you, there's only two of us here at the time, myself and Doug. Will and Scott were actually investigating the perimeter of the cemetery, and our other partner, Bonnie, was down in the truck because she didn't want to climb the hill.
Okay.
So,
you're
going to hear us talking about our breakfast, and then you're going to hear this voice.
This one's very low.
Okay.
Very low.
All right, we'll probably end up listening to it twice.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny.
I'm ready. We're going to play that coconut pancakes, and we play that quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
I'm going to win myself a quarter if it kills me.
You hear this voice that comes in right in the middle of our conversation, and it says, and Will actually said, I'm sorry, Doug, what did you say there?
I said, I need $100 in quarters. Scott L. starts saying something. You hear over what Scott's saying, and what I start to say, me too.
Okay, let's listen to it again, Dan. Right after the portion where Doug says, I need $100 in quarters. Let's listen.
I'm ready. We're going to play that coconut pancakes, and then we play that quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
There it is. Real quick, though.
The weird part about this audio, George, is that if you really dig into it, and stretch it out and do all kinds of fun stuff with it on your computer, you'll find that there's three Me Too's in it. There's one that's buried under the audio, very low, and then a very quick one, and then that big one you hear, the Me Too.
Which is interesting, because we believe that ghosts and hauntings and everything is pretty much related to science although science doesn't recognize it yet, and that everything can be explained in energy terms and quantum terms and things that we are familiar with, we're just not familiar enough with them yet.
Okay.
And it's almost like he needed to, or she, I don't, it sounds more like a he to
it
me.
It does sound like a he.
Yeah. Needed to build up the energies. If you really, really dig in, there are three Me Toos.
There's three of them buried in the audio.
It's like he had to build up the energy to the longer Me Too in order to agree with my statement of wanting $100 in quarters.
What do you think it is about electronics that allows it to pick up, record these sounds that we don't hear with our normal ear? It's obviously a frequency thing.
Mm-hmm. There's two types of recording devices right now that you can get on the market. You have the analog type recorders, mm-hmm. tape recorders.
Right.
We found, and a lot of people will tell you this, that there's a lot more warmth involved with that. There's also a magnetic element involved, too. So we think there may be this element of magnetism that a spirit or entity or whatever name you want to call it can manipulate in some sorts to try to work themselves on the recording at a decibel level below what our normal ear can hear, right now. But a recording device can pick that sound up. That's on analog. With digital, it gets a little more complicated, I think. There's a lot of ideas around there. We've heard ideas all the way from, well, the entity can actually get inside the device and manipulate the device and make it do tricks for you or something. And it also the same aspect, though, that it also picks up these lower decibel levels that our ears can't hear in normal everyday conversation, but the recording device can pick it up.
For the aficionados out there, these two that we just played, the bridge and the Me Too, mm-hmm. and the cemetery bridge and the I Wanna Go,
yeah.
the cemetery and Me Too, those were both on digital recorders.
Yeah.
And when analyzing these clips, we find that, for example, in the covered bridge, we believe that the little girl's voice reverberates just like ours do.
It actually takes on the same element as the environment as our voices did. You can hear the echo in her voice, too.
And that blew away one of our theories. We were thinking that perhaps she got into and affected the digital stream of recording.
Do you think, making the assumption that they're there and they're real, whether they're in another dimension or what, who knows, but do you think they can see you guys when you're out there at the bridge in the cemetery, or is it just a voice that picks up on another voice?
There could be a number of things. I'm starting to really think that they, on the other side, they kind of have the same gig we have here. Because, you know, there could be spirits sitting with us right now. There could be a spirit sitting in this empty chair right here.
There probably is.
With us here.
Yeah. And there may be just the same type of veil between their world with our world, where they only get glimpses of us, too.
Yeah.
We're the ghost to them.
Yeah. And they can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is from a museum. What is that?
Okay, the Michigan Transit Museum one. This was with Will and myself, and this time we left the recorders by themselves. We actually got to the museum that evening, and we went in and warmed up because it was a very cold night. And we decided to take our recorders and go right outside to where this is an old train station, as a matter of fact.
Oh, can I give a little history?
I jumped ahead. We're going to go to Child Crying.
We can do the Michigan Transit Museum.
Okay, we'll do Michigan Transit,
okay.
Danny, just so you know where it is.
Can I give a little history real quick? The Michigan Transit Museum is in Mount Clemens, Michigan, just up the road from here.
Uh-huh.
And it is where Thomas Edison worked.
Really?
For quite a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
It's like a Thomas Edison memorial also wrapped up into this.
Which
one
is
building.
Interesting because Thomas Edison was trying to invent a machine just before he passed on himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To make phone calls back and forth to deceased loved
ones.
Okay,
let's listen to the Michigan Transit Museum. This is cut number 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real short one. It's only 6 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back again. And apparently what we're going to hear is the words, "Help me."
Yeah.
Is that true? Okay.
It sounds like a little boy.
All right. Let's listen to this one, Danny. Well, that was faint.
Very faint. It's very faint, but it's very clear when you listen to it close. You guys want to listen to it one more time?
One more time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I right there. Right there. That's where it was. Yeah. Okay.
That's one that's a little bit more faint. The first two we listened to, in our opinion, I listened to them over and over again like a good record because they're so amazing. That was a little more faint, but when we analyzed that, Will and myself got it back to the house that night and pulled that out. We just cropped it out of the audio. We heard this voice that said, "Help me." And you got to remember that we put those recorders out there by ourselves and actually supervised the area from the inside of the museum. We kept an eye out there to make sure nobody went out there and stole our gear, more or less. But no one was out there the whole time, and this little voice just picked up saying, "Help me."
Kind of sad.
It was very kind sad. Of sad. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to listen to some more of these when we come back at the top of the hour. I think we've got, one more to go?
One or two.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. We'll get them going. Also, Doug, you've got a special interest in someone that I do, Edgar Casey.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I started studying Edgar Casey a long time ago when I was in junior high and reading avidly. And I admire what he did and how he did it. He was an amazing person. In real life, being a Christian, a good Christian, and then in waking life, I should say, being a good Christian, then he would go to sleep and cure people. I think that was just remarkable, remarkable work. And I think that he was tapping into information that I know I can't tap into, but that makes me feel good, that's actually out there somewhere waiting for the next one.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do when we come back. We'll listen to some more of these EVP sounds. We'll start it with the child crying, cut number 4.
Okay.
But we'll also open up the phone lines and take real ghost stories from people or questions that they may have for all of you. Scott, I noticed also you have a special interest in secret societies.
Yes, I do.
The Illuminati type?
That's part of it, yeah. There's I have a lot of family that's involved with the Masonic Order, actually, too. And I grew up, actually, with a lot of Masons, with a lot of my family.
Think there's something to all this?
I really think there is now. The more I study it, the more evidence that comes out, the more it just seems to make sense. The more it just seems to all fall into place for me. And I don't want to sound too out there, but I've been to a lot of seminars, I've read a lot of books, watched a lot of video seminars, for example, and the information all just seems to come together, and a lot of these different people all seem to agree on a lot of the aspects, such as the big NWO, mm-hmm. Where all this seems to be, it's the main goal, it seems, and that the Illuminati, obviously, was a society created to bring in the best from all these different secret societies, so to say.
Absolutely. And, Will, you're into prophecy, huh?
Yeah, been reading up on prophecy for quite some time. I like to discuss on different forums and things. And
are we in end times now?
I believe so. I believe there's a lot of signs out there. There's a lot of false prophets also, which is supposed to be part of it.
Well, that's true, too. Stay with us. We'll be back. We're going to open up the phone lines, give you an opportunity to share a ghost story or two or a question. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Want to time travel? Go back to past shows on Streamlink. Sign up online at coasttocoastam.com.
And I'm here in the OnStar Studios in Detroit with Scott, Doug, and Will from the GhostlyTalk.com group, where they have their own Sunday radio show right on the Internet. At 6 o'clock it's going to start soon, right?
Yeah, in September.
Okay. Why are you waiting so long? Get it going now. Of course, it's almost September, isn't it?
Yeah, just about.
Why is there such a great interest in the unusual, the paranormal?
For some people out there, actually for a lot more people nowadays, people are really starting to think a lot more, I think. People are wanting more out of their lives than just get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, crash out. They want more to do with themselves. They want to think. They want to expand themselves. That's why we know, we see it with our radio show and our investigations, that there are people out there that are getting more spiritual with their lives. And they're thinking more about the future as opposed to what they have to do tomorrow. So people, more or less, are getting into these topics. They're thinking about conspiracy theory or ghosts, for example, or even one of my interests, the pyramids of Egypt, wondering what happened so long ago about these with these
sure.
great monuments.
What do your friends and family say about what you three do?
Oh, my God, he went to college and he doesn't use it.
Well, actually, Mom L calls into the show sometimes.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, my mom loves to call in and say hi.
Scott L's mom, yeah. Mom L, yeah.
So does she enjoy this?
She really does. And, it's the first year of doing this show. I know my parents, for example, they were like, okay, what are you doing now? What are you up to? Because my whole life I've been getting into wild, weird stuff and just trying new things. And it was a real, real endearing experience when my parents came to our 1 year anniversary party we had, the first year we were done broadcasting. My father watched us do our thing and broadcast out. And then at the end of the show, he looked at me and said, "You got a pretty cool thing going on
here,
Scott." It really kind of was like, "Oh man, well."
Are you getting some notoriety from local media here in Detroit?
Yeah. There's lots of groups here. There's lots of paranormal groups here. We found lots of great people working in the same stuff that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, with what we do, we're kind of broadcasting these things, and we welcome if there's any other groups out there, people that wonder this stuff. Feel free to email any of us here. Our emails are on the homepage of our website. If you have any evidence you want us to check out, pictures or audio, there are lots of groups that are getting into this sort of thing. And there is a lot of media, too, and as far as the Metro Detroit area. Or did you have something to say?
Well, I don't think we're getting a lot of media attention.
Mm-hmm.
We're...
Yet.
Not yet. It wasn't started for that. It was started as actually a couple of ghost hunters mm-hmm. talking about their hobby.
Of course, after this program, you don't need any more media.
Right. I suspect our web fellow is
ripping his hair out right now.
Nothing thrills me more, guys, than to crush every guest's shoulder.
You have a reputation for that.
It's
you
a little
do.
Sickness, I. We have two more EVP sounds, then we'll go to the phones. This one is child crying, another one of those that will probably chill me. Tell me about this.
Well, this one is actually mine.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that the forms of media that we try to capture, this, even though it's an EVP, and it's in audio format, it was actually taken on a video camera. That I no longer have, but it's so interesting because I was trying to get images, but I got audio. So it's a little bit of a derailment there. But I did get this. We actually, one of our friends had heard a child crying down this one hallway. This, by the way, is an abandoned insane asylum.
Oh,
that we were crawling around through one night. Yes, in the dark with flashlights only. And we were in there looking for the morgue area. They had told us that there's a morgue area and to try and look for it. So we went in, we were looking for it all night. And one of the fellows said, "I heard a child crying down this hallway." So and you can hear it. It's in the clip. He's trying to describe
this. This is a long clip, so I'm only going to play this one once.
Right. Okay. He's trying to describe this.
Whereabouts in the clip does it come up? This one's 48 seconds long.
The original cut of this that we had before we cut it down, I believe it's about 33 to 35 seconds into the clip.
Into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen about that time, and you'll hear.
You will hear it.
You will hear
it. Okay, here we go, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a child crying.
Did you?
Somehow we came in the hall.
More, just check it. Let's go down there.
Yeah.
We did go down. I don't remember.
Well, when we came out headed this way, we were near the shopping cart. Operation room. Down the wall there.
There.
We heard a small child with a baby. Is the shotgun laying on?
No.
There it is. Okay. There it is.
And
pretty distinct.
It was distinct. And that one, we heard with our ears as well. As you heard, the one fellow had heard it. None of us had heard it the first time, even though we are paying attention for that kind of thing. And he had heard it. Turns out that, by the way, that was the corridor where the morgue in that institution was.
See, that's chilling to me. Just thinking about that, a morgue, an insane asylum, a little kid.
Well, we didn't expect to find to get evidence of a child.
I'm not going
to
get any sleep tonight.
Actually, that little girl or little child was actually heard two more times, but it wasn't recorded in that morgue area.
This is really priceless.
The child, they say, also was an inmate of this particular asylum when it was open. And what happened was she was a mute. That's what we were told by our resident medium in our group.
Incredible.
And what happened was she caught a couple of what are the doctor people who walk around? I forgot their name now. The people
orderlies.
That employ orderlies. Caught a couple of orderlies doing something they shouldn't have been doing. We don't know what that was. She was a mute, like I said. And in order to make sure she would not say anything, we were told that these orderlies would lock her in the morgue trays just to see if she'd start screaming. They wanted to see how far they could push her to see if she'd talk or not. Sick people, we agree.
That was given us to by our friend Kelly. Yeah. Sometimes we employ, well, we don't employ them, we don't pay them, but we bring mediums, psychic mediums out with us to help find more information about something that we think a place where something is going on.
Have you found good psychics that you've been working with?
Absolutely. Kelly just is amazing, for example, our friend Kelly. But there are many others that are really, really in tune with what they do. And I think that once they know what they're doing and what their gift is and what they're supposed to do here on Earth, they can use their gift to give more information if that's what we need. And I think that's what happened. I think Kelly gave us more information. Probably too much, because it's sort of a very
creepy,
tragic story.
Yeah, it's very tragic.
We'll go to our last EVP in just a moment, but let's go to some calls if we can. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to the show. You are on the air. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Fred. I have a question for the guests. I was wondering, do they get more on digital or actual magnetic tape?
We've, as far as the study, the work we've been doing over the last 4 or 5 years, I know myself, I tend to lean more towards digital. That's where I get the majority of my evidence or data from. We do employ a couple of analog recorders also.
One thing I can add to this is that at the Michigan Transit Museum, the little boy saying "Help me" was actually recorded on both the digital and the analog at the same time.
Yeah, we had two recordings of that, and it actually picked up on both of them.
Okay, have you ever used a digital camera in video mode and captured any type of visual images?
Very good question. I've never seen any evidence presented to me, and I've never captured any evidence myself.
My camera actually does have that feature. However, it is way too grainy. It doesn't come out very well. The lighting is horrible on it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the program. That was a pretty good question.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's technically inclined, obviously. How much do you have to know about technology in order to do what you do?
We were just past weekend.
Where's the on switch at?
Yeah. We were just this past weekend to a picnic, a paranormal picnic, out on the west side of the state.
What is a paranormal picnic?
It was actually put on by our friends, a group called GLPR, and they put on this picnic. And we didn't know what to expect. This was the first
one. They don't bring any food because it has disappeared.
And there was a group there, Grimstone, had put together this presentation about EVP and about spirit photography, the history, the different types. They put together this amazing presentation with video slides, and we learned a lot. Yeah. So you're never done learning about the technological side.
There's always new things coming out.
And it happens so fast.
With technology going as fast as it's going nowadays, at the exponential rate, there's always something new to learn.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing there, George?
We are doing well, thanks.
All right, great. I'm Jay from Florida, and I just wanted to tell you, George, you got an outstanding...